morning, church. Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
Well, good morning. I hope everybody is doing well. How are you doing today? I'm blessed, right? There you go. I want to mention real quickly, we got some people here that haven't been here in a while. Aiden's back there in the back. Welcome back to America. He's been in Canada. And his wife's still up there in Canada, but he's back for a little while. We're glad he's back. Glad you're back. Glad you're back. He walked in this morning to our class, and I was excited to see him. And everything he said was, at the end of it, he said, Eh? Yeah. we got... Our baseball players are coming back. That's good. Glad to see y'all back. I want to mention Abby. Where's Abby? Abby's over yonder. She's leaving us, going back to school Wednesday. And Abby, I've thoroughly enjoyed having you here. Sure have. Thoroughly enjoyed it. And, you know, Jordan's already left us. And so we've got a few that have left us for school, but we're hoping that they'll be back soon. They'll be back with us again soon, at least at Christmas break or something, you know. We got a new little one sitting right up here. That boy's got some hair. I tell you what, I am jealous. Yeah, I didn't have hair when I was born. I didn't have any. I was slick. I'm reverting back. Reverting back to that point. Yeah. Well, glad to see that little one. That's the first time I've seen him. So glad you all were with us. Glad he's doing well. And everything is good there. Glad to see Kim back with us today. Good to have you, Kim. Kim's really been struggling with some health issues, and we need to remember her in our prayers. So many people we need to remember in our prayers. So many people we need to think of often. Today I want to talk about blessings. I want to talk about blessings today. And, you know, we sang a song just a little while ago, you know, count your many blessings. Can you count how many times you've been blessed today? No, you cannot. You cannot. I want you to know that some of us have been blessed with long marriages. Joe and Peggy over there. How long? 56. Yeah, 56. Sherry, you and Philip, y'all had a wedding anniversary real recently. No? Oh, okay. I'm trying to avoid the one for tomorrow. Yeah, I've got one coming up tomorrow that's between me and Kathy. And I keep getting reminded of it. I don't know why I keep getting reminded of it, but I keep getting reminded of it a lot. But we're 41 years. How about that? Yeah. Yeah. Can you believe that? I can't. I can't believe that, you know, I told her I was rich. That's how I got her to marry me in the first place. And then she figured out that I was not rich. And that wasn't good. But anyway, that's how I got her. And she's been with me now 41 years. And that's pretty incredible. Pretty incredible. I believe that we are blessed. I believe that we are blessed. You know, when when we got our son, you know, my son's adopted, and when we got our son, Kathy looked at me and said, "We're blessed." And I go, I don't know. You know, that's a different attitude that men have versus women. Women say, "Yay," and the men go, "Oh, okay." Because it scares us. It frightens us. But anyway, we are blessed every day. Every single day. We are truly blessed. And I don't really think that we understand totally how much we've been blessed. And I say that because I don't think we will totally understand how much we've been blessed until we are standing before God. Then we will truly understand it. We can't know total joy. We can't do that because we've never experienced total joy. But when that happens, we will know total joy. Joy. And then we will truly know how much we have been blessed. It's not until then. And folks, I want you to know that I am not a believer at all in what they call prosperity gospel. I don't think that exists. I don't think that is biblical at all. As a matter of fact, Jesus kind of speaks against that in the story of the rich man and Lazarus. Because the rich man went to torment, but Lazarus, who was the poor man who had to beg for crumbs from the rich man's table, went to paradise. He was in Abraham's bosom. Folks, it's not what you have here on this earth that is your blessing. It's what we have laid in store in heaven. That's where our blessings are. And there are very wealthy people who are very great Christian people. There are very poor people who are great Christian people. And on the other side of that coin, there are some very evil people who are very rich. And there are some very poor people who are very evil. That does not tell us how we stand with God. That's not it. It's not what you have been given or what you have been blessed here on this earth. It's where our blessings lie is what is important. Remember the rich young ruler. He came to Jesus, and he told Jesus, he asked Jesus, he said, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus told him, "Obey the commandments." He says, "Which ones?" And Jesus listed off the six that deal with how we love one another. Now, that was not an accident. Because Jesus already knew that this rich young ruler had kept those. Because the rich young ruler responded to Jesus and told him, says, "Thus I have kept since my youth, what lack I yet?" And what he wanted Jesus to say is, "You've done everything you need to do. Go home and enjoy your wealth." That's what he wanted Jesus to say. But that wasn't what Jesus said. Because Jesus knew where he was lacking. It had nothing to do with his wealth. It had nothing to do with the fact that he had treated people the way he should. But what it had to do with is this. He loved his money more than he loved God. And Jesus knew it. And so that's why Jesus told him, said, "Go and sell all that you have and give to the poor, and then you will have treasure in heaven." Where we lay up our treasure is what is important. It's not laying up our treasure here on this earth. It's laying up our treasure in heaven. Does that make sense to everybody? I hope it does, because it's so important that what we put here on this earth be in heaven. That's the treasure we should lay up. And I hope I'm saying this right, to where everybody understands exactly where I'm coming from. You can be the richest man on this earth and be the poorest man in heaven. Or be so poor that you don't make it to heaven. Just like the rich young ruler. Because the rich young ruler went away how? Sorrowful. Because the rich young ruler actually knew that he loved his money more than he loved God. He knew that. Like I said, I hope I'm making myself clear, because this is something that we all need to realize. It's where your treasure is, it's where your eternity will be. That's all what it's about. Now we are blessed. And I want to talk to you today about the blessings, the true blessings, that we receive. Starting off with this first one. We are a new creation. I love this, because we're not the same person we were before. Have you ever met somebody that I call a rounder? You know what a rounder is? Most people don't know what that is. A rounder is somebody that does whatever is around them. They just do whatever. They just go out and they just party. They have a big time. They do whatever they want to do. And they get in trouble all the time. And they just do everything under the sun. And then, as the prodigal son does, comes to his senses, he realizes that what he's doing is not good for him, it is not good for God, it is not good for anybody. And therefore, there's a change. If you've ever seen somebody like that, that you haven't seen in a long time, and then all of a sudden you see them and you realize that they're not like they were before. They've changed. I'm not the same as I was. Why am I not the same as I was? It's because I have truly been born again. John chapter 3, verse 5. I've been born of the water and of the Spirit. I'm a new creature. I don't do what I used to do, because I'm not that way anymore. I have changed. This is a blessing. Because not only is it a blessing for you, but it's a blessing for those around you. And it is a blessing for the idea of eternity, where you will spend it. I will spend it with God. I will spend it with God. Secondly, we have forgiveness of sin. Realize this and understand this, that without Jesus Christ, there is no forgiveness. Without Him paying our debt for sin, we cannot be forgiven. But because He paid our debt for sin, we are forgiven. And we had this discussion, I think Wednesday night, we had this discussion about forgetting and forgiving, and how difficult it is to forget. You know, you can say you forgive somebody, but it's really difficult to forget. And sometimes we can forget, but sometimes not so much. And I told John, I said, that's the difference between us and God. Because God not only forgives, He forgets. There is no sin in us when Jesus Christ lives in us. Our spots have been completely washed away. we are no longer full of spots, full of dirt, but we are clean. We have been cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. We have been forgiven. Look at this one, number three. We are obtaining salvation. We are obtaining salvation. Without Jesus Christ, we can have no salvation. Without Jesus Christ, we are lost. If it wasn't for Jesus Christ, there would be no need for us to be here. Because Jesus is the reason we come together. Jesus is the reason we have hope. Jesus is the reason we have salvation. And that brings us to our next point, which brings us to eternal life. Eternal life. Not eternal punishment, but eternal life. These are gifts that we have today. We have eternal life. Jesus told Martha at Lazarus' funeral that if you believe in me, you shall never what? Die. Because why? We have eternal life. We shall never die. We shall live forever. And the last one that I want to put up there is this. We receive every spiritual blessing. Every spiritual blessing. You need to read Galatians chapter 5. Because in Galatians chapter 5 is one of my favorite verses. I have a lot of those, don't I? Galatians chapter 5 is one of my favorite verses. And in that verse it tells us there that these are the fruits of the Spirit. Love, peace, joy, happiness, contentment, long-suffering. These are the things that we receive from Jesus Christ. From that spiritual blessing. Every spiritual blessing. Folks, Brody told us to smile. That's good. I like it when you smile at me. Yeah, that boy Don. I like it when you smile at me. Because a lot of times you're looking at me like, what? Or sometimes you look at me with your mouth open like this. I once had an elder that I used to preach a long time ago. I once had an elder that every day, he fell asleep during my sermon. And I knew that at the end of the day, when we all got up and walked out, that he'd come by me and say, man, that was a great sermon. I love that. When he was awake, I didn't like it as much. Because he'd look at me like, what? Yeah. If he slept through it, I was good. If he was awake, I knew I wasn't. But folks, through Jesus Christ, we receive every spiritual blessing. That's why I can look at you. That's why I can smile. That's why I have hope. That's why I have joy. That's why all these things come together. And I cannot imagine how somebody faces the days that we face without the hope of an eternity with God. I cannot imagine how that works. Without that hope, we would be sad all the time. Because there is no hope here. Our hope is in heaven. Now there's two truths that I want you to know. The first one is this, in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, one thing that we need to know is that blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. Folks, have you ever really thought about the fact that every blessing that you have comes from God? Every blessing that you have comes from God. Yesterday, we went out to eat lunch with my son and his wife and my granddaughter and the son that's on the way. We went out to eat lunch with them in Searcy, Arkansas. And it was a blessing to be with him and his family, to be with our extended family. But I want to tell you probably one of the biggest blessings is that my 4-year-old granddaughter, when the waitress came and passed out our meals to everybody, you know what she did? She looked at me and she said, "Deepaw, we have to pray before we eat." Four years old. Out of the mouth of babes comes wisdom. Because every bite that we take is a blessing from God. 4 years old. But it also tells me that I'm blessed because my son has taught her that. And he learned it from somebody. I think it was his mother. Folks, that's a blessing. That is a true blessing. And that blessing comes from God. That's the first truth that I want you to know. Every blessing that we have in this life comes from God. Second truth I want you to know. There it is. Couldn't get it right up there right. Second truth I want you to know. That these spiritual blessings only come for those who are in Christ Jesus. Folks, we got in a discussion today in our college-age class, and I love our college-age class because they ask some really good questions. And we got in a discussion today about Muslims and what Rendell was talking about on Wednesday night, about Ishmael and Isaac and all that. And we were talking about all those things and how all these things were going on, and we stopped because one of the things that was asked was, well, how does God feel about Muslims? And I said, it's not just Muslims. And then Brody said, well, God loves them. And I said, yes, you know, that's true. God loves all of us. But here's the problem. They've rejected Christ. Folks, here's the problem with the Jewish nation. They've rejected Christ. Here's the problem with the Hindu nation. They've rejected Christ. Here's the problem with the Buddhist nation. They've rejected Christ. And folks, there is but one way in order to get to heaven. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes unto the Father except by me. Only through Jesus Christ can we come to the Father. Only through Jesus Christ can we have these spiritual blessings. Only in Him do we receive eternal life with God. He is the only way. There is no other way. For straight is the way, and narrow is the gate, and few there be that even find it. But broad is the way, and wide is the gate that leads to destruction. And there will be many who find that way. So it falls upon us to make sure that every person in this world knows about Jesus Christ. It falls upon us to teach the Word of God to everybody so that they will know the way to salvation. It is our responsibility to do that. Because it has been commanded for us to go by fire into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, that he who believes and is baptized shall be saved, and he who does not believe will be condemned. Folks, that's the way it is. That's what we must do. And we must also realize that if we expect spiritual blessings, if we expect forgiveness of sin, salvation, eternal life, if we expect all these things that we desire in this life, peace, joy, love, happiness, it only comes in one direction. It comes from God through Jesus Christ. And unless you are in Jesus Christ, you will not receive these great blessings. And I want you to realize that the blessings that I'm talking about here are not so much physical blessings here on this earth. We are told by God that God will take care of our physical needs. He says, consider the lilies of the field. They do not sow, neither do they reap, yet God clothes every one of them. And Solomon in all his glory was not clothed as one of them. How much more are we than they are? God will take care of us. We are promised that. But that doesn't mean that all of our wealth is going to be here on this earth. It doesn't say that. For our wealth is in heaven. And that's where we need to lay up store in heaven. It is not here on this earth. But it is in heaven where we should be laying up store. Here's our question. How do we enter into Christ? Y'all know it. We must believe. For in Acts chapter 16, verse 30 and 31, tells us to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we talk about belief here, we're not talking about just believing in God, in Christ, but we're believing in God, we're believing in Christ, and we're believing that the Bible is the Word of God. We must all believe. Secondly, we must all repent. That means turning away from. putting on that new person, a whole new being. And then lastly, we must be baptized. If you have not been baptized, then you have not received any of these spiritual blessings yet. If you have not been baptized, you are still out in the world. You are separate from God. You are not walking with God. You have no fellowship with God. You are walking in darkness. But you must believe. You must repent. And you must be baptized. Those three put you in a position to receive the spiritual gifts that you will receive from God through Jesus Christ. Notice this. Once you have done that, then you can truly say that I am in Christ. But that's not all you can say. Because you can also say this, that Christ lives in me. What a blessing that is. To know that He will never leave nor forsake you. That He will be with us until the end of time. Christ with us forever. This is what we seek. This is where our hope is. For our hope is in Christ. I am in Christ. And Christ is in me. Strive to be in Christ. Strive to have Christ live in you. And come to that salvation which stands before you, which is Jesus Christ. If you have a need this morning, a need for baptism, or a need for our prayers, we want to give you that opportunity to come. But realize, by coming, that opens up every spiritual blessing which comes from God and comes to you. If you have that need, come. All together we stand and sing.